Beautiful souls, and welcome to the next video on my request list. Now, this request is from someone whose heart and soul wants to vibrate at the two. They love to connect with people. Their heart is all about their relationships, so they're never going to be happy unless they're in committed relationships, unless they're serving and looking after those around them. It's a beautiful soul urge to have. But the Life Path 3 is also about people, but it's more about inspiring and informing and delighting people on a wider scale. So whereas your heart wants you to connect with those close, the next stage in your evolution is to spread your heart wider. It's to use your creative and emotional and verbal expression to inspire, inform and delight those on a wider audience. That is sharing your beautiful gift of love towards others on a wider scale. It does mean that twos are more likely to want to be around those they know. They prefer familiar groups. They prefer those that they're already close to, those that they're already connecting to, and those that they're trying to connect to on a deeper level. The three is less about bringing people close and connecting on a deeper level. It's more about inspiring them, but at a performance distance, because you couldn't possibly connect with everyone. So both these numbers together are very much about the people in your life and how you treat them and how you affect them. So your heart wants to connect and your life path is saying connect with a wider audience, but keeping that distance, inspiring and informing and delighting them with your passions that really lift people up, even those that don't know you, even those that may be distant from you. So this is the next stage in your evolution. And it's not saying that you should stop loving those close. It's not saying that you should stop wanting to fulfill all your relationship connections. It's saying extend it towards inspiring wider audiences. So we're going to look at what you're here to do and what your heart drives you to do, and look at how we can bridge the gap, how some elements of your life path will be helped by having a soul urge to, that's your motivation and drive, and whereas some elements might need a little bit more work. But that is the point, right? You're here to inform, you're here to evolve, you're here to develop. So let's have a look at the next slide. So when you're a three, a life path three, you're all about positive verbal and creative expression, positive, authentic emotion and creativity. And that's the speaker, the performer, the singer, the comedian, the comedienne, anyone that speaks to people on a wider scale. Large social groups, small social groups, or audiences, small and big. They're here to learn to be more of a confident, emotional performer, speaker, creative artist. Because some threes, they help the world with their creativity, their art, their sculpture, the things they make and the things they do for the world. But also they can do it in the words they say, the performances they put across to you that bring you to tears. That is a three. They change your emotions and they lift your heart. And that's what you're here to do. And you're here to learn to be happier in front of an audience, meeting new people and, you know, enjoying the limelight, which can be a bit hard for a soul urge too. But we're going to get to that. You've got to be interdependent as a three. You've got to learn to be more dynamic, more courageous, which again is going to be difficult for somebody who wants in their heart to be more of a two, more of a courageous doer and less of a planner. And not stopping your planning, but just adding doing also to your toolbox. An executor of ideas, because the heart of the two, they want to nurture the idea from the background. They want to plan it. They want to team build, but they kind of want to stay in the background. But your next step in your evolution is to be part of the action, part of the execution, part of the expression, and part of the delivery. So you've got to be more courageous, more of an executor of ideas, but you've also got to listen to guidance from the people around you, because the three energy, because it's so spontaneous, it sometimes needs a bit of guidance to make sure no mistakes are made and no irresponsible things happen. But it's less likely when your heart is a two, because you're so focused on the well-being of others. So you're going to be quite good at taking responsibility for your actions and thinking things through first. And when I say quite good at it, your heart will want to do that. So that'll often drive you then to take that extra care to be responsible about how you come across to others and whether or not you lift their heart and not drop their heart, because that's what you're not here to do. So the two wants to stay close with people they know. Their heart wants to love people they already know, but you've got also developed towards meeting new people, being more of a skilled networker, being more opportunistic in groups of people you don't know, talkative and more fun to be around, not just in people you know, but people that you've just met and people that you're looking to inspire. Now, twos can be quite shy and they're not really keen on the stage or talking or being the center of attention or talking to people they don't know. So some of the elements of your life path are going to be a big jump for you heart-wise. Now, I don't know what your expression number is, and that's going to make a difference as well as all the other numbers in your chart. But this is the element we're talking about today. So when you're a soul urge two, you're driven to relationship build. You're driven to have a team that you're already close to. Balanced responsibility, which is really useful for a three to have, responsible heart, and respect for your own boundaries, because you're a server in your heart and you want to help people, you want to look after people, you want to do good things for people. You've got to have boundaries because your heart is a gift, and not everybody has your best interests at heart, and not everybody deserves your love and service. So you need to continue to intuitively choose who gets your heart and who doesn't deserve your heart. You're very much a lover of cooperation, team, family togetherness, depended on to effectively get the job done for the team or the family. But you're more of a backgrounder. You like to help people, you like to serve, but you don't need to be upfront. And you like to develop your intuition when it comes to intuitively knowing how people are feeling, knowing what they need. You know, twos, their heart really wants to know what people need before they even know, and to serve their needs, lift them up, connect with them, and improve their lives in some way. And the three is very much the same, but they do it on a more socially confident and wider scale. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with the beautiful heart of the two sharing their love, their caring and their compassion and their peace to a wider audience. Because twos, they're also mediators. They love mediating conflict. They hate conflict. They hate arguing. And they like to help people, to bring harmony, to mediate situations. And they look, as well as caring a lot about what people, you know, how people feel, the two still likes to look inward for validation, and the two likes to know the what they bring to the world. You know, they're not into self-deprecation. They serve, they help, and they know the contribution that they make. They don't need accolades from others. They don't need praise. They don't even really need thank you, because their heart knows that when you serve and give your heart and your compassion and love and connection to one person, that ripples out to the masses. So it's irrelevant to a healthy soul urge too whether people give them praise or accolades or not, because they know in their heart that they are serving, bringing peace and looking after those around them. But then the three, they're here to be much more out to the audience. So they're going to worry a little bit more. They shouldn't, but they're going to worry a little bit more about what people think of them. And because of your soul urge number two, they might not really want to stand on a stage, or they might not want to meet new people. They might not want to be the center of attention, because soul urge twos are shy. They prefer to be people that they know and love, that they already trust. So it's going to be a big leap for a two in order to be able to talk to wider audiences. But when it comes to their love of people, these two numbers will equip you for that. So let's break down the life path three. So first of all, you're here to learn to express yourself verbally, to inspire and inform and delight social groups and audiences. But because you're here to do that, you're gonna, and because you're a soul urge too, you might not want to talk to wider groups. And in your life path three, you might also struggle in some way verbally, and it's often chronic shyness. It can be speech delay, sometimes it's a lisp or a stutter, or sometimes it's vocabulary, not knowing what to say, struggling to find the right words, and sometimes it can actually be language barriers. So if you're a life path three, you're very much about learning to confidently verbalize what you need to say to anyone around you, but not to bring them down, but to lift them up, to raise them to higher levels of happiness and inspiration. Your motivation in the two energy means that you will choose to be in the background. Like I said, you know, large groups of new people, you're not so keen. You prefer to be talkative around those you already know, those you already trust, and those that you're already close to. And you're really not going to want to be the center of attention. So a certain amount of development is needed here for you to raise your social confidence enough to be able to start walking the path of the three. And again, this isn't about stamping all over your heart, your soul urge two. This is about extending who you are so that you can be a soul urge two and a three in this lifetime, because it's all about your soul's evolution. So to support your life path three, develop your, I call it stage confidence, and it can be being the center of attention in a room, or standing on a stage, or at the front of a room with everyone sat watching you, and learn to be able to be confident enough to allow your positive verbal expression that lifts everyone up, allow it, release it from its cage to express to wider audiences and social groups. So it's about spreading your service, your love and your compassion and your inspiration and your knowledge, because threes are teachers as well as speakers and motivators and inspirers and entertainers to a wider audiences, or, you know, at first people that you just that you don't know. Okay, you're here to learn to express yourself creatively as well. Many threes will tell you, I'm not creative, when actually their potential for creativity is huge, and they have the potential to inform and delight audiences depending on what it is their passion and motivation is. So threes can think they're not creative, and they can struggle to progress or even finish creative projects because they procrastinate, because they think, you know, I can't finish it because I'll ruin it, or if I finish it, people might give me bad feedback, and they're really worried about what people might say about their creative pursuits. And we need to get you past that as a three, because your heart is here to create, and it will reach the people that matter. Those that bring you down, those that give you funny looks and don't like your expression, well, they're not meant to hear your message. You need to build your strength enough to be able to push those people aside and not worry about it. They're clearly not ready for your message, but there will be people that are ready for your message. And I want to get you confident in your heart so that you can share your love to wider audiences, because you're a three and we need you. But your motivation in the two energy gives you the drive to want to move project forward. You're an excellent planner. You're an excellent team builder. So, and when I say excellent, I keep saying excellent. I mean, your heart wants to be a planner and a team builder. You like to be the person behind the scenes, moving everything forward and making everything possible. You don't need the accolades of being at the front. You don't need people saying to you, oh, well done. You're happy to work in the background, making sure all the cogs are turning and everything's moving forward. And that is enough for your heart. But the next stage in your development is to support your life path three, is being part of that performance, being part of the execution of that idea, to have faith in the ability that you have to complete creative projects successfully, thus inspiring, teaching and entertaining people in large or smaller groups and people you don't know, so that you can inspire people to action and literally share your loving message, your inspiring message to wider audiences. So you've got to be a little bit more dynamic. You've got to learn to take more risks, be a bit more socially confident. Now, I know this isn't going to be easy because your heart is going to cringe from this if you're a soul edge too, because limelight of audiences and risk, it's something that your heart is going to run and hide from because you're actually quite shy and you prefer to open your heart only to people that you trust. So this can cause social underconfidence, and it can also mean that you feel unable to take risks. I pressed the mic at the wrong time there and turned it off at the end of a sentence instead of when I was coughing. Apologies. So you can be quite shy, underconfident, and feel unable to take risks. Next time I'll cough and I'll do it in sequence. Your motivation in the two energy means that you prefer to stay safe and hidden and get the job done behind the scenes, like I just said. So you may shy away from learning to be more dynamic, unwilling to be brave enough to show, perform or execute your idea. You'd prefer other people to do it. However, this is the next stage in your development to be that person that actually expresses it, that actually is the person that inspires, whether you do it creatively or verbally or both. You've got to come out from the shadows and be brave enough to show your creativity to wider audiences. You need to develop as an entrepreneur as well. Threes are very entrepreneurial. Twos prefer to support and, you know, be the background helper. But then the three is saying, no, you're here to be the entrepreneur in your own right, able to be socially confident enough to promote, to network and to make money creatively. Again, your heart might cringe to this as a soul urge too, because you prefer to stay in the background. And of course, you've got this issue where you procrastinate and you think you're not creative. And then, of course, because of that, you fail to stay focused. You might work inconsistently, or you might not finish the task at all, and therefore your entrepreneurial potential is not reached. So your motivation in the two energy means that you're more interested in playing that supportive role in business or being in a partnership rather than the front man or the entrepreneur in your own right. You prefer to be the helper, the supporter. You like to be the background planner, planning the next steps, nurturing the idea, negotiating and persuading in joint projects. But to support your life path three, you've got to take that extra step and actually be that entrepreneur in your own right, no longer just the supporter, but the entrepreneur. Now, your heart will cringe at this, but remember, you're here to develop and evolve and to develop your skills and evolve your soul. So you need to be more able to be more socially confident, to meet new people confidently so that you can promote and network with new people to promote your business. And you've got to do that independently and speak to people on a wider scale. And again, your heart's going to cringe at all of this, but remember, this is your path to develop. You're here to express your emotions positively. You're here to learn not only to manage and understand your own emotions, but to do that first so that you can understand and manage the emotions of others so that you can lift them up. But you can start out life struggling with your own emotions, extremely sensitive to criticism, to other people's opinions, causing you to express emotions negatively. Threes can lift people up to the rafters, or they can literally chop them up and bury them. They're emotionally explosive. They can be emotionally happy and joyful and lift everyone up, or they can be emotionally, whoa, to the point where they can bring a house down with their heavy emotions. So their emotions tend to be a bit like that. But as a three, you're here to learn to understand your emotions, your triggers, and by understanding them, to be able to express them in a healthier manner. Now, that's not holding them in. God, that's the last thing you want to do. You always got to express your emotions authentically. It's about understanding your emotions, both the positive and the negative. Understanding your triggers. What gets you upset? Why did it get you upset? What values within you are being hit at this point? And then how can you use your emotional analysis and your improved emotional intelligence over time to understand others' emotions and lift their hearts up too. That's the three when it comes to emotions. But your motivation, your drive in the two energy means that you prefer to be calm, sensitive and subtle. In fact, soul urge twos often hide their emotions because they shapeshift. They look after other people's well-being and don't always think of their own, so sometimes they can end up bottling up their emotions because twos hate conflict and unrest, and they'll always strive to harmonize and express their emotions in a very covert way, which means that you can hold negative emotions inside you in order to keep the peace. But I'm telling you now, those emotions will eventually break out, and if you're not managing them, if you're not accepting and understanding them and letting them out bit by bit, eventually they'll come out like an atom bomb, and your threeness will come out like an atom bomb, and at the end of that it won't be overly positive. You know, letting out your emotions in a huge explosion of negative emotion can cause huge difficulties. And it means instead of lifting people up, you're bringing them down, because I wouldn't tangle with a three, because they're passionate enough to put you in the ground and bury you 6 feet under. They can break hearts. They can really say things that really cut you if their emotions are heightened on the negative level, when they're actually here to lift you up to the heavens. So it's important that you don't hold emotions in. Analyze them, understand them, spend that time understanding your emotions and your triggers, and express them more, learn to express them more positively. And then the next stage then is to understand other people's emotions and learn how to help them lift themselves, and you with your emotions, lifting them up, inspiring them, entertaining them, or giving them information, or just inspiring them to action like a motivator. So you've got to also develop that habit of acting. Your heart prefers to plan in the background, but now your next stage in your development is to act, to do, to execute the idea, to actually be the front person, the one that is actually telling everyone about it or showing everybody the creativity of the idea. But when you're low, and a lot of the time you can struggle with low confidence because you worry too much of what other people think and you take on the negativity of others. So if they say something nasty, instead of being able to push it aside, threes often take it on, and it can make them feel really low, and it can really feed their negative belief that they're not creative, or that they should hold their creativity inside because, you know, there's nothing positive in it. Rubbish, you know. So, and this can manifest as apathy, laziness, lack of focus and direction, and they just refuse to let their heart out to people around them. So the heart of the matter can keep them in the planning stage. It can keep them in the thinking about it stage, but then they can struggle to want to take that next step to execution and actually expressing the idea, whether verbally or creatively or artistically, with a brush, with their hands, with their bodies. They're just expressors in every sense of the word. So your two motivation energy means that you're driven to stay in the background, be a planner, to nurture the ideas and make things happen in the spirit of service. Strategizing, team building behind the scenes is your interest. It's what you prefer to do. And of course, you're going to have to develop towards actually being able to deliver or perform the idea. And it's not your ability, it's your heart holding you back, because the soul urge number two isn't keen on talking to people they don't know or expressing to wider audiences, as I've already said. So you've got to support your life path three and the next level of your development by learning to release your potential to make yourself part of the action, part of the execution, and part of the performance. And also, you're here to be more socially confident. Twos love people. Their heart loves to be around people, but it's people they already know. They're shy around new people. Twos prefer to watch the situation and assess everybody in the room before they feel confident or able to actually connect with those they might not know very well. But you're here to learn to be more social, more talkative, more the lifer of the party, and a bringer of fun and positivity. And that's to people that you may or may not know. You know, you need to be a networker, communicating an emotional message. Remember, you're here to inspire, inform and delight. And when you're not talking to people, you're not doing that. OK, and it's your purpose to do that. So you can be quiet. You can struggle to speak, especially around people you don't know. And we've got to get you past this social anxiety, because your heart, it loves to socialize. It loves to talk, but it's one to one, small groups, especially one people you already know, like I've already said, and large social events. Nah, you're not going to be one that's going to want to go to large social events. It's parties where you don't know people. You'll go to little intimate events where there's like family or close friends or those in your community even, but big parties, big social events full of people you don't know, not so much. So, because you're shy when you first meet people, so that life path 3 needs to be developed. That next stage in your evolution needs to happen, and you've got to work towards being more socially brave, asserting yourself more, making new connections, communicating your message, widening your network and your social circle, and keeping in mind that you have a creative, emotional, passionate, uplifting message to share with the world, and that's connected to whatever your passion is, whether you do it with your words or whether you paint it, whether you sculpt it, whether you teach it, whether you do it as an entrepreneur, whether you create products that lift people's heart. Creativity, you can be creative in any subject, even in accounting, even in things that seem really cold and hard. This is how theorists develop. You know, they use maths, scientific theorists, but they need creativity in their heart in order to create those new what do they call them, new sums and new groups of numbers that actually bring us new ideas. So you can be creative in anything, no matter what field you're in and no matter what your passions are. So support your life path 3 towards being more socially brave, asserting yourself, making new connections and widening your social circle. And you've got to be a bit more interdependent, because 3s, they really like to be looked after. You know, 3s would quite happily be looked after by others and have their needs met by others, because they can be quite, they're hedonistic and comfortable and sometimes quite childlike in their way. And they like to be, they're prone to avoiding work and wanting other people to look after them because they hate routine. They hate committing to anything. And that's because of their creative temperament. 3s like to run their own schedule. That's why it's good for them to be entrepreneurs and to run their own diary, because they hate routine and they hate being told what time to get up every morning. They hate committing to situations where they have to be at a certain place at any certain time. They prefer to run their own diary. And sometimes the routine and drudgery of the world can actually make a 3 more dependent, when actually they have the potential to create their own abundance entrepreneurially and not be looked after all the time, actually look after others too in an interdependent kind of way. But your 2 heart energy prioritizes relationships. Again, you're not really one that is really, you don't care about high powered jobs and careers. You're more about the people in your life, and that can feed into the desire to not want to work in this rat race. You prefer to be around people. So a lot of people with this number sequence might want to be a home mama or papa and look after the people close to them, rather than being out in the rat race and caring about money and material gain. They love working with others cooperatively and interdependently. They're actually great team players. They love people and teamwork and family, and they can bring some balance to a certain extent to the difficulties with helping others, because 2s, they want to help others. So if you're a bit dependent as a 3, the heart within you will drive you to want to actually help people too. So your heart in the 2 can actually balance your tendency to only take help, but then your 2 heart also wants to give help. But don't worry if your heart isn't interested in big careers and making money and material rubbish, because, you know, the world might tell you that that's what you should do, but that's BS. And, you know, it's in the system's interest to get you earning money, because then you can pay them loads of tax. And they do very much love you to be a good little slave. So if your heart wants to focus on your relationships and then develop towards using your passion and your motivation to actually be an entrepreneur in your own right, then you got to do that. And don't allow anybody to put you down or stop you, because this is your path in life. And you can't deny your heart, because if you deny your heart, you're going to be really low and depressed. And you don't want to be taking medication. You want to make sure you're following your heart's desire, your soul's urge. So to support your life path three, give a little bit more commitment. Give and receive in equal measure, because your heart wants to give. But then you can balance the two so that you live in a spirit of interdependence. So you love those around you and you inspire, inform and entertain those around you too. That is the true spirit of interdependence. You're here to be, this is the social confidence thing, the things that twos really cringe at is being socially opportunistic, networking with those you might not know, making useful connections. Twos prefer when they've already made the connection, but you're here this time to actually be confident enough to make those useful connections, to snap up opportunities, to spread the word, to progress your ideas and projects to a wider audience. But your two motivation means that you won't want to do this at all. This will make you cringe. You prefer slow, calm, low stress environments full of familiar people and those that you're already connected to. You're going to dislike the idea of having to go out into a crowd and be opportunistic and dynamic and meet new people. No thanks. But remember, this is the next stage of your development and you've got your whole life to make this change. So don't be beating yourself up if you find this element difficult or any of the other elements difficult. Your life path three is a lifelong journey. So don't beat yourself up. Take your time. Just move slowly towards that path in whatever way you can, because the fact that you're even trying to move down that path is part of your journey to being a three. So work on being more socially confident, more of a networker, spreading the word to new connections, because this is all going to support the next level of your evolution for your life path three. Now, because threes are very opportunistic, they need to make sure they're still being responsible and that they're still listening to guidance. Because I'm saying to you to be more spontaneous, be more dynamic, be more blah. But then that's less planning. And sometimes you can end up saying or doing something that instead of lifting other people's heart up, actually brings them down. And it's not your intention to do that. It's just that sometimes, you know, we've all done it. We can say and do the wrong thing and then wish we can put it all back again. But, you know, once it's out there, it's out there. So think before you act. And threes, you know, they're here to be spontaneous and dynamic, but they've also got to have a little element of filter and making sure that what they're saying or doing isn't ripping anyone else down. It's taking responsibility for what you put out there into the world. And what's going to help you a lot here is your two motivation energy, because you desire to be of service. Your heart wants to think before it acts, because it's a passionate collaborator and listener who wants to be responsible for the team, the group, the family. You love other people and you always want to do the right thing for those around you. So to support your life path three, use that heart balance to make sure that you're always responsible with what you express to people, to ensure that you collaborate, speak and listen to those around you in the spirit of responsible action. And then, you know, if you make a mistake, take responsibility for the impact of your actions on others and do something to write it, because you know what, we all make mistakes. You know, you can't be beating yourself up or running away from mistakes, because that's a part of life and your mistakes are the biggest and best way for you to learn, develop and evolve. So take responsibility for what you do and vow to learn from any mistakes, anything you do that isn't quite what you expected or isn't quite what you wanted. If you don't lift people up and you accidentally drop people down, do something about it and change it. Don't run away and hide under a rock, because this is your path. This is your journey for this lifetime. So I hope you've really enjoyed this video today. If you've liked this video and you're not already subscribed, please like and subscribe this video. If you'd like to contact me for a reading, you can contact me at katie@soulexplorer.net, or you can find me under my page Soul Explorer Numerology on Facebook. And of course, I'm on Instagram, LinkedIn, and I'm on Twitter. And I've got to add to the list, TikTok. You know, it took me a while to get onto TikTok, but I'm now posting on TikTok as well as Soul Explorer Kate. So I'm on Instagram as Soul Explorer Kate, and I think I'm on TikTok for the same, and Facebook under Soul Explorer Numerology. So look me up, but you're going to get a quicker response if you email me for your reading. But if you don't want a reading, if you prefer to study on your own, then I have some long and detailed books on Amazon. And of course, I've got these long videos here on YouTube. So go on to Amazon, put my name in, because I'm only small time, Katie Ewers, KatieYoueRS, into Amazon. And my three books will come up. My fourth is still in the hock. It's coming. It's nearly there. And this one is all about the soul urge and how that blends with your life path, just like this video. So I'll let you know when that video is. I'll let you know when that book is out and published, and then you'll have my full set of books on numerology. And the more detailed books are good if you want to be a numerologist yourself. But if you're just a beginner and you just want to look at your own chart, then you might want to start with my first book in the series. But anyway, doesn't matter what I've said to you today, because your intuition has got to take priority over everything. And if your heart feels something different, you've got to go with that, because only your intuition knows what's best for you, and it will never let you down. See you soon.